At 5 o'clock, John listened to the news on Raymond's radio. 60 miles of highway, 20 miles of railroad track, and 3 airports were underwater. 5 persons were lost, presumed dead in the mountain areas. 3 men had been killed on helicopter rescue missions. At least 100 houses and cabins and 40 business establishments in southern Oregon and northern California had been swept away by the mighty torrents. Orchards and farms had been turned into lakes. Free surplus grain was being flown in for cattle. The Army engineers were coming in to put up emergency bridges as soon as the storm abated. 6 Air Force C-119 cargo planes, carrying 21,000 pounds of telephone repair equipment, would take off as soon as the weather permitted. Flood damage so far was estimated in the millions. It would take a year to dry out the redwood from the flooded drying yards. The Red Cross was appealing for blankets and bedding for the evacuees. And then the local news. John listened eagerly. The water impounded behind Paradise Dam, at the headwaters of the Rogue, was due to spill over the top sometime this evening. Residents of Prospect and Shady Cove had all been advised to leave at once. At 5:30, Carl came in and took John aside. "They're sending a deputy over to Hilda's," he said. "If she's still there, they'll get her out." At 6:30, he ordered a sandwich at the bar. At 7 o'clock, a wet and cross Hazel strode into Raymond's and humiliated him in front of Ollie by ordering him to go to the hotel. "They're taking everyone over 65, she said snappishly. Then she waited while he put on his Mackinaw and boots and followed her out.